These days, we're very accustomed to recording and hearing the sound of our own voices. But in the 1930s and 40s, many people were experiencing that for the first time. And a surprising trend began.
Hi, Jenny. Thought I'd make another record. That last one sounded pretty good. We're up on the top of the Empire State Building, looking all over the city like a couple of boobs from the country.
People started sending their voices to their family and friends.
These audio letters were small, lightweight records made in recording booths scattered all over the world and sent through the mail. It was literally voicemail.
Down here at Salt Lake City, and I come in this booth down here to make a recording.
Hello, everybody. We're speaking to you from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Hello, Uncle Bob, Aunt May, and Ann. This is Betty. I don't know what to say. I'm so nervous.
At the height of the craze, there were booths at amusement parks, fairgrounds. They were at military bases and post offices, even bus stops. People would enter a booth, drop a quarter into a slot, and talk into a microphone for a minute or so.
All right. There goes the green light. Start talking, Kitty. Tell the people at home that you're in Hartford. Come on.
I'm Bashful. You tell them.
All right, I'll tell them.
While people spoke, the machine would cut a record in real time, and right afterwards, a little record would pop out along with an envelope to mail it in. If you got a record in the mail, you could play it on your home phonograph.
And many of these early voicemails were about love. Radio Diaries and the Phono Post Archive bring us a voicemail Valentine.
Hello, honey, this is your husband. Instead of writing, I thought I'd let you hear my voice again. And I wish I could be home. I love you very much, and you know it. And that's about all I can say. I sing, but I can't sing. Goodbye, and I love you, and I miss you.
Jane, honey, I really do love you. I want to marry you. Wish you wouldn't have me waiting until whenever you get out of school. And if you'll do it, boy, you'll make me the happiest man in the world. Please write more often, will you, Jane?
Oh, darling, I am wearing the beautiful corsage you gave me. The main purpose of this recording is to make you see that I love you and you only. Sayonara, honey. All my love, Grace.
No he querido pensar en ti, mire. Quiero estar a tu lado, aunque tú no sepas. Cierra más tus ojos. Te beso, nene. Te beso. Brilla, nene.
Hello, darling. How's that darling wife of mine today? Still love me? Well, darling, here I am way out here in New York. But someday, yeah, soon I hope, we'll both be back together again. And when we can pick up life just where we left off. I am a little nervous, and you know why. Well, darling, you keep your chin up. But always keep in mind that wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, night or day, rain or shine, I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
That's Leland Burroughs singing to his wife, Sophia, on a record he recorded in 1945. They were married for 38 years, and they are buried together in the Elmwood Cemetery in Gooding, Idaho.
Many of the names of other people who recorded audio letters have been lost to history. These recordings come from Thomas Levine's Phono Post Archive at Princeton University, which is the world's first collection of audio letters from around the world.
Our thanks to William Bowlman, who restores the antique voice booths where these letters were recorded. Our voicemail Valentine was produced by Radio Diaries. You can hear an extended version and more stories on the Radio Diaries podcast.
Not for just a year, but always. Well, sweetheart, my time's about up, so I'll say so long for now until we meet again.
I'll be loving you always. love that's true.